This is Clark and the Coach, presented by Advanced Roofing Technologies, with Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick.
Good Monday morning, everybody. Welcome to Clark and the Coach. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you as we hit the weekend, go back in reverse and see what happened, and then go forward on the show today. Lane Wasinger, head football coach out of Roosevelt High School. Nice win for them. Bruce, you know what? I should probably say, how are you this morning?
Oh, hey, Clark. You know,
let's, you are over there, right?
Hey, you know, I'm anxious to speak to Lane, too, because a couple impressive wins. We're going to have a couple coaches on the show. Lane Wasinger from Roosevelt, and we're going to have Troy Hoffman, who's always great on the air.
Absolutely.
Nice win over the Kent Denver Sun Devils.
No Scott Yates, though.
That's
714 years coaching down there, and no more Scott Yates.
You know, because, you know, when I first went to Green Mountain, that was the year, actually, Clark, I was the youngest coach in Jefferson County.
You were.
And Scott was at Kent Denver. So we've known each other for so long. And when I officiated football, I had several Kent Denver's games. And what a class guy, class act. But, yeah, it's different not having him on the sideline.
Yeah, great program. Not as top of the market the last 5 or 6 years for Kent Denver as they were. Boy, what a run they had, though, back around, what, I think that was 2012, 13, 14 in that time, and Platte Valley and them hooked up a bunch of times, either championship or Final Four, but yeah, we'll talk with Troy Hoffman. Good win for he and, as Coach said, Lane Wasinger's Roosevelt Rough Riders. Bronco Hearts and 3 touchdown passes, yeah. Well, see, his brother Brig is walking on at CSU as a quarterback. So,
well, how do you not be a really good football player with the name Bronco?
Well, of course. And you know who he's named after?
Gazurski.
Bronco Mendenhall.
Oh, Mendenhall.
From BYU. I never did go down that road with I was talking to Brig about it, actually. He said, your brother, Bronco, he must be a Bronco fan, right? Is that the big thing? And he said, yeah, but not the Bronco you think. It's Bronco Mendenhall from BYU. The family must have a connection to BYU.
Must be.
You don't just pick out of all the coaches out there, you don't pick Bronco Mendenhall as your guy unless you kind of have a lean there, right?
That's what I would think, so. Good history, good family history there.
That's right. Advanced Roofing Technologies, Brad Evans, his great staff, folks, knocked it out of the park at Bruce's house. They did a great job there. And when you can get behind a company that you've seen do the work on hand, on time, on budget, getting it done, that's the thing I always say about contractors. Sometimes they move in and you're like, God, is this ever going to be done? Nah, they'll knock it out on time, on budget, just like they did with Bruce. They'll do the same thing for you. It is Advanced Roofing Technologies. Give them a call today, 970-663-0203. Look for the best roofer in the state, folks. It is Advanced Roofing Technologies. All right, let's get to the scoreboard for the weekend, Bruce. Then we'll get to the two interviews, best bets at the end of the program here. We start a new week. All you've been doing is winning. So you're just handing out the money. I picture you standing out on the sidewalk out in front of the station or just throwing out money, just making it rain.
You know,
I mean,
I could have a sign on the corner instead of help me. Yeah. Here you go.
1-888 Bruce's picks. That's right. Yeah.
Here's today's
you
pick.
You won't need to go train anybody else. You can stand over there and just watch the money come pouring in. Yeah, best bets end of the program today. Let's go Friday now. Run back to Friday. Dayspring Christian and Sanford. This was an interesting one for me. Number 5, number 9. Boy, I tell you what, the preseason polls, when I didn't bring the numbers in here, but Kevin Schaefer was talking about this Friday night on the scoreboard show. Just take those polls and blow them right out the yin yang, because the preseason polls especially don't mean a dang thing, because if you look at them, a ton of the top teams got beat this week. So yeah, you can't really go
and
by
I'll tell
those.
You, speaking of Kevin and his scoreboard show Friday night,
sure,
it is outstanding. People
always
that have not listened to that yet, you don't just get scores, you get some commentary, you get some great information on so many of the players, coaches, schools out there. Kevin Schaefer knocks it out.
Yeah, always great interviews. That's the one, that's the show I get officials, coaches, everybody coming home from their games.
Everybody
because
listens.
He's on till 11 o'clock, right here on KFKA. And we do our local scoreboard show after our Friday night game. So Kyle Johnson will be back in studio. Thank you to Angel Padilla, who knocked it out of the park this weekend, subbing for Kyle Johnson. But Kyle will be back in the park on Friday night and have that late scoreboard for you. Then we shift right over to Schaefer, who's got everything, every score in the state. So always great stuff with Kevin Schaefer, no doubt about it. All right, let's see. So Day Spring and Sanford, 34-20. Sanford gets the win there. Benny Fusco's team has to start and come from behind here a little bit, but we'll see. It's a long road there.
Not a shock. That's a long trip. And
Sanford, great program. Yeah.
Oh, great program. And I'll tell you what, they probably played in one of the better crowds across the state because everybody in that town comes out and supports.
And if their son played, because it's Sanford and Son, right? Remember the old show?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
I'm coming to join you, Elizabeth.
They have a lot of sons that play in Sanford. So.
That's right. Ray and Highland win. Oh, my goodness. And we knew Highland was going to be young. And, boy, inexperienced.
Ouch.
It's 46 to nothing. Ray could win the title, but just saying, 46-0, tough way to start for Zach Sandstrom's club. Eaton and Classical Academy, that might have been the game of the weekend, except for our two games, of course, that we had on Preps Radio. Eaton and Classical Academy, 19-16. Classical Academy gets the win there. It's not panic time at all.
Well, it's not
panic
time.
This is a good team.
So, you know, as we joked off the air, I don't know if the, you know, flags were at half mast in Eaton or not over the weekend, but early in the season, and interesting, your game of the week, University and Eaton.
Coming up, 2-0-1s.
One of these teams is going to be 0-2, which is
nobody would have
not
thought
familiar
that.
Territory.
Yep. So the red, and you know what, this, if you go back and look at Zach Lemon coming over from Hotchkiss, you know, a number of years ago for Eaton, this is not, they don't have to win the conference. They've done more in the postseason. They just need to wind it up, get ready to go in the postseason.
They'll be ready.
Oh, they will. Let's see. They led 10-3 at halftime. The Reds did. Walker Martin, 8 of 13, 151 yards, 2 touchdowns and a pick. He also rushed for 64 yards. So we'll see. Eaton and University coming up. University, I think, is taking the biggest hit of the skill position guys that they missed from last year.
Yeah, they lost a
Casey's
lot
have to
of wide receivers,
off,
and they have a lot of, you know, replacement to do. But the Eaton loss, you know, the Classical Academy's probably a Final Four team.
Yep. I was trying to think of, I was on the air with Mike Danson Friday night. We were talking about Classical Academy, and they win it by a field goal again. They always have a kicker.
They do have kickers.
And it was the Carlson brothers there for back-to-back terms. They're about 3 years apart, the Carlson brothers. Both went to Classical Academy. Both went to Auburn. And then Daniel went on to kick in the NFL, and he's still there. But they've always had kickers, and I guess they do again because they went on a field goal in the last play.
And I think they have an outstanding soccer program, if I'm not mistaken.
Makes sense,
or they
it?
Have a lot of kids that play club, but they do. They always fill that position with a terrific field goal kicker.
Absolutely. Wiggins, they're going to be a special 1A team. I think they beat Brush 27-7. But, boy, if you look at the beat digger, a lot of seniors last year. All the guys that really were putting up the figures were seniors for Brush.
Yeah, their sports this year may take a little hit because they had seniors across the board in all sports.
University and Delta, that one raised my eyebrow a little bit. 24-0 Delta. Delta's a great program. University had to go on the road. Didn't quite know how University would pull the trigger with, you know, losing a crop of really good seniors. They've got some work to do, it would appear.
And Delta has a lot of guys back and a little revenge factor coming playoff loss for Delta last year to University.
Yeah, that was Delta coming out here. Remember University's first home playoff game in 37 years. And they smacked Delta around that day. So, yep, the Delta had a lot to say about this one on Friday night, 24-0. Bertha wows Timnath. Well, freshman and sophomores over at Timnath, 48-0. That score tells me Timnath, boy, it's going to be a long season with the freshmen and sophomores trying to learn. But Berthoud putting 48 on the board, maybe they've got some folks over there. So that's one guy I've got on the list is Corey Tickner.
Yeah, Corey Tickner's.
Get him on the show this week.
He's got his team on the rise. You could even tell that last year, as many losses they suffered, but they were just going in a positive direction in so many categories. And, yeah, it's going to be very difficult for Wellington and Timnath to, you know, get a lot of production done if you're going to base it on wins and losses.
Yeah.
And this is a
Base it on them getting better each week.
This is a year they're going to have, you know, little goals within quarters, little goals within, you know, getting better technique-wise and just getting off the ball, numerous things. But it's going to be a tough year for both those squads win-loss-wise.
Mean Mavericks, we had that ball game against the Windsor Wizards. How about that? Back and forth, 22-20 game at halftime. Meade had the lead. Windsor comes. They go up by nine. Windsor comes back, scores two times in a row to take the lead, 34-28. And the Meade Mavericks come down the field and put it in the end zone with 27 seconds left in that one. We had the 40-second win the night before by Fossil Ridge. But Meade, the tie it at 34 in the extra point, boom, 35-34. The crowd was nuts at Meade High School when that one ended. Two great games this weekend for us on Preps Radio.
The crowd, you were sellout crowds both nights.
Both places were jammed. Yep.
Radio game.
Welcome back, high school football.
There you go. Yep. There you go.
Yeah, we couldn't have started it any better. Just luck of the draw, man. 36-35 Fossil Ridge winning on Thursday night in their game. And then that against Loveland, of course. And then Meade, 35-34. Both games inside a minute to go in a ball game. And the home teams get victories. Roosevelt, 35-18 over Palisade. Will be on the phone real quick here with Lane Wassinger, the head coach. Talk about that one. Holy Family in Frederick, 27-26. Holy Family gets the win there. Res Christian did what they're supposed to do at Moffat County, 36-6. Bruce, you've got a couple of numbers.
Yeah, interesting. Some of the stats really stand out from this game, I think. First of all, Carter Evans, who hasn't played football his high school career, is now a senior, starting quarterback. Guess what?
Did he have his glove and his bat with him?
14 pass attempts. Do you remember a Res game a year ago that they passed 14 times?
Nope.
No. Had 8 completions, outstanding game for the quarterback. They're a running football team. We get that. Will Reeves, who, you know,
love
when I think about Will, I know he's a good offensive player, but he's a monster on defense.
Sure, sure.
You know, but 129 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns. Hunter Hansen, 125 yards, 2 touchdowns. Grant Appleby, who I know can be an outstanding running back, 30 yards, 1 touchdown.
Boom.
What a well-rounded, balanced attack over at Moffat County.
Look at Bob Mock throwing the ball 14 times, man. Love it.
Yeah, I don't think that's a misprint.
I don't think that's a misprint. I think you're on it.
And I think probably Carter Evans has a little to do with that.
Riverdale Ridge beat Mountain View 21-20. Tough loss for Steve Fry and his gang to open the season. Niwot beat Greeley Central 22-16. Severance, that is Jeff Van Winkle's club, nice defensive effort. They beat Canyon City 21-5. So Levi Smith in the defense for Severance. Kind of taken up where they left off.
Yeah, exactly. And as we talked about, what a terrific league this is going to be. Just some battles every night this year in that football league.
Big one.
And their non-league schedule as well.
Yeah, no doubt.
All these teams have great non-league schedules.
Now with RPI, you have to. It's not so much about the conference anymore. It's get as good a schedule as you can on the sheet. Ponderosa and Erie, 39-27. Erie, that's Blake Barnett, the now junior quarterback. They take a 12-point loss to Ponderosa. Ponderosa's a good program, though.
Yeah, Ponderosa's outstanding, but, Erie, they're just built up to be that top team as well this year. So a lot of season left.
Longmont Broomfield 47-14. Broomfield gets the win there. And this was a fun one. Greeley West, 20 games in a row they had lost. And going back 3 years, 3 schedules. And John Hickey and Greeley West beat 5A Mountain Range 23-7 on Friday night. So that's a great start for them.
You know, of all the great games this past weekend, if you have one game to just get totally pumped and excited for, it is Greeley West coming out with
huge
a victory.
Yep.
So happy for those kids and that staff. And it just... you come to practice the next week with just a little better hop in your step, and you're excited to continue.
Yeah. John Hickey, the new coach at Greeley West, of course, he played at Broomfield. So he had, back in the days when the Morgan brothers and those guys were in town for Greeley West and they were running up against state championships, that's a pretty good memory on the other side of the fence. But, yep, he knows now that he's on Greeley West side how to get it done, and they did it. 23-7 win. Rocky Mountain, we got to get Mark Brook on, find out about this defense. 20-0 over Chaparral. They held Chaparral to 59 yards of total offense, Bruce. So we're talking about Gage Brook and the offense a little bit. The defense for Rocky sounds pretty salty.
Yeah, I had a friend that was at that, attended that game, and they said it was just complete dominance. Mm.
So Rocky with the shutout victory. Eagle Crest beat Brighton 47-14. And then on Saturday, the big one out here, Platte Valley down in Denver, of course. Platte Valley went to Kent Denver, beat them 21-20. We'll talk to Troy Hoffman about that here at about 10:40. Come back in a moment. Lane Wassinger, the head football coach of the Roosevelt Rough Riders, will jump on with us. Thank you to Quality Well and Pump, 353-3118. Anything you need that has to do with water, it's the big red Q, Quality Well and Pump. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the Allo Communications Studios here at KFK. It's Clark and the Coach on a Monday. And I want to thank PWI Performance and Wellness Institute. That's Ryan Waz. The Waz is the assistant track coach out at Eaton High School. Athletic development specialist for the last 9 years here in Northern Colorado, leading this group at PWI. They're your own customized, individualized, and personalized fitness and performance center located right here in the heart of Greeley. Go to PWI Training for all they do. Services, trainer, and bios and testimonials. They've got it all for you. Make your student-athlete go to the next level. Boom. It's PWI, Performance and Wellness Institute. All right, let's get to the Gould Parts Hotline. Head football coach out at Roosevelt High School, Lane Wassinger, jumps on the phone with us right now. Lane, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Fantastic, man. Talk about your opener against Palisade. Palisade's a great program. You know when you got Palisade either on the road or coming into to Peterson Field, it's going to be a battle, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, I think Palisade's one of those names you see, and you just kind of think of tough-nosed football, you know, traditionally, you know, always in the playoffs and kind of dominating the Western Slope. Even back in the 90s when I was a little ball boy for my dad.
Sure.
Watching them as a kid and just never, they always had our numbers. So it was a good game. You know, we knew that they were going to come in with some experienced kids and a well-coached team that runs the triple option. And, you know, our kids flew around and played fast and very disciplined. So when you do those things, you know, you put yourself in a position to win, and they played well Friday.
Yeah, you guys outgained them by about 180 yards in the ballgame, held them to 277. Quick start for you, though, at least on the scoreboard, 14-0 at the end of one. Did you start the way you guys wanted to?
Yeah, it all kind of worked out from the coin toss on, just the field position, the direction in which we wanted to go, and we wanted the ball early, just try and, you know, get on top of them and put their backs against the wall. It's just like, you know, predominantly running football team, just to put them in a situation to hopefully they had to press a little bit. And so we were able to jump ahead a couple scores early and kind of go from there. So, yeah, it was a good start for sure.
Coach, Bronco Hartson had a good game, didn't he? I mean, he's replacing a kid that's been your quarterback, you know, for a few years in Brock, and steps in opening game and does a nice job.
Yeah, I mean, on paper, yes. But the coach in me is going to tell you no, and we'll have that meeting today with him, and we watch film. And,
hey, that's and why we want it, that's why we want you on the air,
that's
man.
Right.
No, and it's true, and he knows that. And no, he did a lot of really good things, and everything that did go wrong or a misread or something is all fixable, and so it's definitely a lot more encouraging than it is concerning. And so, you know, when it's all said and done, we might even look back and say this might be Bronco's worst game of his career. You know, just his trajectory is so high, and he's got so much room to grow. But no, he stepped in, kind of his first varsity start as QB1, and you know, he's a fantastic leader, and he's got a you know, tremendous skill set that he brings to the table. So he did a good job of delegating the ball to our athletes, and that's his job right now. And, you know, I think it's only up from here for him.
Talking with Lane Wassinger, head football coach out at Roosevelt High School, 35-18, opening night win against the Palisade Bulldogs. Boy, the offensive line must have done what you wanted them to do. 10.8 yards a carry, Lane. That's the big guys up front doing their job.
Yeah, and we've said it before. We're going to kind of lean on those guys, and they're going to dictate where we go. And that's on both sides of the ball, on the D-line too. And so, you know, they all did a really good job, and they played hard for four quarters, and we knew they were going to need to do that against a team like Palisade, who are also very strong in the trenches. So, yeah, they stepped up Friday night and got our ball carriers some open gaps, and we had a slew of running backs that did a really good job running the football and taking care of the football too.
Coach, any surprises from your personnel? Any kids that you maybe had a little question mark or positions? What pleased you the most about your team?
Just how ready those kids were when they got their first shot. You know, we've talked about them all off season, even with you guys on the radio about, you know, these guys have been kind of waiting in line for 3 or 4 years now. And we knew they were going to get their time to shine on Friday, and they all stepped up to the plate. And so to see those guys just care and hustle and their effort and their attention to detail was really pleasing. And so, you know, also encouraging for the growth in their skill sets that we're going to be able to see throughout the year. You know, no one, and you know, I would probably say Andrew Lara at linebacker.
Sure.
You know, he was kind of a ready guy at running back for the last few years, obviously a really good athlete. And we kind of found him a home this summer at linebacker, and he won that job and led our team in tackles on Friday night. And to watch him and the discipline he played with was awesome. And so, again, he's probably a big name of ours, and the other one would probably be Miguel Hernandez, another linebacker transitioning from wide receiver. He had a good offseason in the weight room, and we found him a home replacing Jaden Casanueva on the perimeter, and he also had an awesome game defensively. So those two guys, you know, just kind of changing roles on our team and stepped up as starters on the defensive side, really did a good job.
Lane, this is the perfect thing, because are you rebuilding or reloading? Roosevelt just reloads now, because look at the linebacking core you had last year that you guys that graduate and move on. And you're talking about a couple of linebackers here in Munoz and Lara, who were so good for you to begin, just kind of picking up where you left off with this great defense.
Yeah, and in some ways better. I mean, it's hard to replace certain guys, you know, Clayton Robinson and Cooper Walton and Jaden Castellano. I mean, those three guys are playing college football right now.
You bet.
And to replace them was always going to be a challenge. But, you know, these kids that have come in, their maturity level is unbelievable, and their even keel and their again, no excuse attitude. It's awesome, and they're awesome guys to coach. And when they're coachable and play the way they do, they're going to be successful. And they were Friday against a really good running football team in Palisades. So, again, high hopes for those guys and really excited to see how they continue to grow and develop on this defense.
Hey, Coach, I know you have Kennedy coming up. They struggled a little against, I think it was Mesa Ridge. You guys had a successful game. I know you as a coach are going to, you know, make Kennedy out to be the best team this coming week with your kids. But does this possibly give you a chance to maybe get into your depth a little more and use some kids that maybe didn't get as many reps the first week?
Oh yeah, you hope so. You know, you never know how these games are going to go, and you know the guys that are going to get the first shot are going to have to take care of business in order for that to happen. But yeah, I mean, if we can, you know, get to the point of the game where we can start digging into our depth a little bit, you know, across the board, that's only going to help us and get those guys even more ready when their time comes. So yeah, I mean, you kind of hope for that and plan for that a little bit, but you know, at the end of the day, you got to plan and scheme and practice with, you know, every intention that Kennedy's the best team in the state, and we've got to give them our best. So, yeah, I mean, I hope it'd be nice to get that done, but, you know, we've got to take care of business up front first, and that'll all happen naturally, hopefully.
Lane, in pro football and college football, you hear about trap games all the time when you're looking ahead to the next game. Well, next game on the schedule for you after Kennedy, after a team that got beat up this week, you've got Fort Morgan, the defending champion. Is look ahead an issue so much at the high school level? Do you think those kids at the high school level are just going, this is our week, this is the week we have? Do you think they look ahead, or do you think that's not an issue?
You know what? I'm sure they do. You know, we all probably do, just internally and stuff. But, yeah, I mean, there's trap games out there all the time. And, you know, we've kind of preached the 1-0 mentality for a couple of years. And
sure.
I do believe our kids believe in that. And as coaches and the way we go about our preparation day in and day out each week kind of models that 1-0 mentality on our part. You know, we're not going to, you know, like I said, we're not going to downplay Kennedy. I mean, they're an athletic team, and they've got a quarterback and wide receiver who led the state in passing last year. And, you know, if there's one kid that had better stats than Tucker Peterson in receiving a year ago, it was a returning wide receiver for Kennedy. So, you know, they'll have their weapons. But, you know, as far as looking ahead on the schedule, we try to keep it in perspective week in and week out, and we try to at least teach the kids to do the same thing. So, yeah.
All right. My big number for the weekend is Elazar Valencia. Two sacks coming up this weekend against Kennedy. So we'll go right there. He had one this past week.
He'll get his chances, that's for sure.
He sure will. This is like, light him up, folks. Here we go. Lane, thank you so much for jumping on with us, man. Great opening week for you. And we'll catch up with you down the road, I'm sure, a bunch.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach.
All right. Lane Wassinger, the head football coach out at Roosevelt High School. Yeah, that's a tough one. Just wondered if it's in the mind of youngsters like this. We're talking 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old kids. Are they thinking about next week sometimes? Do they look at the schedule? I think probably not so much as, you know, because you hear about it so much in the media in college and pro. But they don't get that. They don't get that echo so much at this level. Of course, we're talking about it. But
They totally look ahead, Clark.
Yeah, I guess so.
They're kids.
Doesn't everybody, I
you
suppose.
You know, and as coaches, you have to reel them back in.
Right.
To, you know, task on hand. But because Twitter and everything else that the kids have going individually, there's all sorts of talk amongst you know, big game week, whether it's 2 weeks from now or 4 weeks from now,
sure.
Those matchups are always looked at.
AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. They're putting the care back into car care, folks. I love what they do. Take care of my car, my kids' cars. Keep the Johnson family on the road. Going to do the same thing for you guys. In Fort Collins, Don Scott made that that place right over the number one in the region. And the big staff with Dave Martin and Lance Pickett with him. Got all the guys down there that are so wonderful. Mike in the front. It's a great store, folks. Patrick, Ali, I think, is still down there. Great cast of characters. And boy, will they keep you on the road. It's what they do. AMCO of Fort Collins and AMCO of Loveland, they're putting the care back into car care. All right, we'll come back in a moment. Continue on the program. Troy Hoffman, Platte Valley head coach, going to jump on when we come back right here. It's Clark and the Coach from the Allo Communication Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310. KFKA. All right, welcome back to the program, Allo Communication Studios. It's Clark and the Coach on a Monday. And boy, some great football this past weekend. And let's have two more great games on Preps Radio. Thursday night, 36-35, Fossil Ridge over Loveland in the final 40 seconds of the ball game. They win. And by the way, our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Week this week is going. I've got to put him up when I get back in my office here. Tyler Kubot, the senior quarterback out at Fossil Ridge High School, four touchdown passes. I take that back. He rock and rolled this weekend. 36-35, though, they win it on a touchdown pass from Kubot to Trek Keyworth to win the ball game on Thursday night. Then Friday night, we come back, and the Meade Mavericks down by six late. And remember, Windsor scores to go up six, and they miss the extra point, a bobbled snap. And down comes Meade, scores with 27 seconds to go in the game. Boom. And they tack on the extra point by Lohr, and they win it 35-34. So a couple of one-point wins inside a minute. It was an unbelievable weekend. Talk about another one-point win down in the Denver area. The Platte Valley Broncos go down. Just this brings back memories going down to, no Scott Yates, but they're still going down to Kansas. Kent Denver, and the Broncos come away with a 21-20 victory. Don't have any stats on it. We're going to see how it unfolded right now with head football coach Troy Hoffman jumping on with us. Troy, how are you this morning?
Hey, doing well for this day. Doing well, thank you.
All right, give it to us, man. I've got nothing on it, so tell me how we opened up. How did we get to a one-point victory? How did the first quarter go?
You know, we started out real well. We Kent deferred to us, so we took the ball, and second play of the game, Howdy, our quarterback, starting quarterback Howdy Johnson, took a play, made a good read, and went 70-plus yards for the touchdown. So, you know, you're starting to feel like, hey, we got some good things going today. Maybe it's going to be that kind of a day. And then it was just kind of back and forth the rest of the first half. We were able to get inside their 30 several times. Just couldn't convert. Two missed opportunities on fourth down. Another time we just had to punt here pretty close. So some penalties pushed us back. And then at the end of the first half, they moved down and then caught us in a blitz, caught us in a situation, but they completed a pass to end the first half and tie it up. And we came out pretty flat in the third quarter. They were able to score 13 points. And when you talk about extra points, Clark, we should have blocked their first PAT, but didn't do a great job of it. And then on the third one, we actually had great penetration, and Colton Patch got a piece of it and blocked it. And then after that, we took over with 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter and scored. And then defense got a stop, forced a bad snap on their punt for their ensuing punt. Pinned them down there, and then our offense went down and scored, and they got the ball back with less than 2 minutes to go, and they actually put themselves in position due to a roughing the passer penalty, a few things that we just need to be better at, but ended up getting an interception at the end, and then Howdy ran off another good run to get a first down and seal it for us. So very, very happy the resolve that our kids have, but have to find a way to come out in that third quarter either some kind of adrenaline or something. Maybe I just need to go back to doing up downs like we do at practice, but we got to get them started. But so happy for the kids to get that win.
Coach, so it sounds like Howdy went the whole way quarterbacking.
Yeah, we actually had Talon in, put him in for a series in the second quarter, and he took a pretty good hit, so he was evaluated, and just for the better part of making sure he's safe, we kept him out the rest of the game.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
Howdy ended up going all but four snaps that day. Yes, sir.
Talking about some of the issues you said in the first half, you guys had chances and didn't convert on them. Is that a worry for you? Is that something you go back and you hit the deck on this week talking about?
Well, we will definitely have to address it. It's a short week for us, but yeah, as far as being overly concerned, it's just something we have to execute better. I figure there's still some first game things that we're adjusting to, but ultimately there has to be a mentality. You don't get many opportunities. Mason Judge is our sophomore kicker. And my Mendoza line, so to speak, is about the 25 for him. And we were getting close, but we still need to be better about converting. Keep ourselves in better situations and ahead of the chains versus behind them will help. And that'll be something we'll focus on this week. But, you know, it was hot. We played kids. A few of our kids came back from state fair that we didn't have a lot of prep time with. So, you know, as far as our execution, I was really, really happy with how we did. The penalties, though, we have to find a way to be more accountable for that, and we have to take care of our situations best, because you don't like to give back everything you've gained.
And, Coach, you know, this doesn't happen very often, but you played Saturday, and you come back and play Thursday, so you do have a short week. How does that change your preparation?
It changes a lot, Coach. Matter of fact, it makes it even more challenging is, you know, a good chunk of our young guys who help us prepare. There are twos and threes in some cases in our scout team, but they actually have this sub-varsity game today. So we're going to do a lot of skill stuff today. We have our plan. We'll put in a bunch of that. We have to kind of prepare a little bit for what we're going to do. And then tomorrow we'll keep everybody in half pad this week. And then Wednesday go through that walkthrough the best we can and exactly take on Weld Central on Thursday.
All right, so I'm looking at a schedule that says Friday. You sure you're on the right bus?
Yeah, they changed it for us.
I'm on the short bus. That's all right. We're good.
I still haven't gotten permission on how to update some of that stuff, but I did try and go in and correct all the max prep things. But, yes, we're playing Thursday at 7 o'clock in Keensburg. The referee availability thing came into play, and you know, you got to support every process. So,
hey, when you find that the button that tells you how to fix that, find the stats button right next to it, okay?
Well, just so you know, yes.
You know me. I'm just giving you a hard time.
No, Clark. One of my process improvements is is a personal plan for me to be better at it. We have this link, and we do sideline stats, but it came across into our video, and it just showed that Justin Fennebecker only had one carry, and I know that that's not accurate.
Not
so
correct.
I don't want to publish those things, but how do you have over 200 yards rushing?
Sweet. You know, what a big effort for him. Yeah. So,
well, if he had a 75-yarder, Coach, to start the game.
Correct.
You know?
So, you know, exactly. You know, we didn't pass very well. We were only 5 for 14. We had way too many drops. You know, part of the process, Dan had it all planned for us and did a great job, but ultimately we got to catch the ball. Fatigue maybe a little bit, but ultimately that's that game time, that fast pace stuff that comes into play. So we'll focus on that a little bit this week as well.
Yeah.
Coach, who took over for Scott Yates?
His name is newcomer, Riley Newcomer. He's actually first-time head coach in high school. He coached Matt at, not position-wise, but was one of the coaches at Colorado Mesa in the past. So he has a lot of football history. And, you know, those kids, I think he ran out of gas as well. I'll take everything. They shot everything they had at us in that third quarter, and we didn't break. We bent and we didn't break, and I was really pleased. But our kids hung in there. This is a week, too, I will tell you. When I talk about those penalties, some of those ones that drive you most crazy or offside, we didn't have any, and we were able to draw them off 4 times.
So, oh, terrific.
Wow, that's a big difference.
Yes, it is. So, you know, I'm really pleased as far as that part with the mental part for our kids. But Riley will get that stuff, that ship going. And they have some big kids and some good things going. And just we had the better of them that day.
Coach, thanks for, I know you're busy, thanks for jumping on with us, giving us a bird's eye view of opening week, but good win for you guys, 21-20 down at Kent Denver High School. Before we let you go, that's when you see them on the other side of the field, that's a pretty good memory. There have been a lot of great battles between these schools.
Yes, yeah, we have. You know, in 2012, we started our season off facing them and then finished that year in the state championship, but then turned right around and played them up here in Kersey, and then we went down there in 15 and in a real dogfight before we in that semifinal game that came down to the very last series again there. So loved going down there. I actually got a chance to see Coach Yates. He was down there watching and thanked him for his kind words, because he told me at the end of the 2012 championship, he goes, sometimes these opportunities come better for you when you have this negative or this loss. He goes, Troy, you're going to win many more. And his words have been very, I've held them to my heart for a long time, because that man has a lot of wins and a lot of kids he's helped.
Man, fantastic stuff. Troy, thanks so much, and we will catch up with you soon, okay?
Sounds good, guys. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thanks, Coach.
Troy Hoffman, head football coach at Platte Valley High School, 21-20 win in opening week against the Kent-Denver Sun Devils. All right, we'll come back in a moment, wrap up the program today. Best bets on the program. When we come back, Clark and the coach on a Monday here in Northern Colorado, it is 103.1 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the program. Clark and the coach here on a Monday. Efforting to get Mark Brook, Rocky Mountain head football coach, on this week. Corey Tickner from the Berthoud Spartans. Both had nice wins. We'll probably be looking forward to getting Bob Mock on this week from the Resurrection Christian Cougars. We'll have Rez and Orangewood Christian on Friday night. That's a Florida team coming out to play them. And then Thursday, we've got Eaton and University. So Zach Lemon, Casey Doss, they'll probably both be on the program later in the week here and find out what it feels like to be 0-1 right now.
Unusual for both those teams.
It is unusual.
You know, but another great week of matchups in prep football.
Absolutely. Cannot wait for that. Baseball this week. Let's get to the best bets. And if we have time at the end, we can talk about Herman Marquez. And, boy, could he do that again like he did against Scherzer? We'll find out. Every squirrel, every blind squirrel finds a nut. And he did. Dodgers, let's see, best bets. This is where I'm going this today. Like the matchup, Tony Gonsolin's been crazy for the Dodgers. They go to my Miami today, by the way. Dodgers, Gonsolin, last 12 innings pitched, one earned run. Last 19 innings, two earned runs. Tony Gonsolin, folks, is 16-1 with a 2.10 ERA this year. He is in the running for the Cy Young Award win in the National League. Interesting. I mean, he'll go up against Pablo Lopez. Pablo coming off a terrific effort, six innings, no earned runs in his last outing. He's pitched well against the Dodgers in the past, so I'm simply going to go under the number here. I like the fact that seven is the number. Seven, a key number, of course, in baseball, in a lot of sports, seven's a key number. If they land on seven, I get my money back. They got to get eight to beat me. I'm going under the seven today. Dodgers, Miami, it's minus 105. I think we've got a chance to get there. Under seven, Dodgers, Miami. Bruce, where are you going?
Little conservative pick today. The parlays have been good to me. The two-teamers, had a couple three-teamers. But I'm going with teams kind of to rebound and get on track. And one of those teams is the Toronto Blue Jays. I think their manager, Snyder, probably started flipping tables over after their sweep yesterday, the loss, three in a row. And I think the Blue Jays bounce back today against the Cubs. And then Burns is going for the Milwaukee Brewers against the Pittsburgh Pirates at home. And going with a little parlay, the Blue Jays and the Brewers, minus 130 for those two teams to win on the money line.
All right. So I didn't see the Pittsburgh pitcher in that matchup. I just saw
that's
Burns.
Because it's TBA.
It's Doc Ellis, I think, is going to come back.
Yeah, so they only wish Doc Ellis can come back.
Jim Rooker, am I right on that? A lefty for Pittsburgh back in the day? I think that's the right name, but just bringing back some Doc Ellis, one of my favorites back in the day. All right, we did kind of touch on it real quick, but what a great matchup with Scherzer and Marquez this weekend. And you know what? Every once in a while, something good happens for the Rockies.
You know, Marquez has definitely been better since the All-Star break. He came out and just had his stuff working, gave up just the one hit over seven innings. And then the relief came in and did a nice job. Barg got back on track and was dominant in the ninth inning to preserve the win. Because when it's a one-run game with the Rockies involved, you can never relax that ninth inning.
Absolutely. College football coming up this weekend. Michigan and Colorado State. CSU goes in there. Clay Millen, his first start. He's in the Big House. How does that game come out?
Well, I hope they survive.
Yep.
You know, survive.
What you want to do, survive.
You know, but, you know, last year they actually went into Iowa and played Iowa very close.
Sure.
You know, so I look for them. It doesn't matter how they perform in this game. It really doesn't. I just think everything's so positive with CSU right now that if they can just go to Michigan, you know, not have a lot of injuries,
sure,
and come out, they'll be just fine.
Nobody expects them to go in and run a challenge. So it's almost a freebie the way I look at it. I just think
it really is a freebie. And I'm guessing CSU's making a lot of money on this football game.
Yep, 0-0-0 question about that. No question. All right, should be a great week, as we said on Clark and the Coach, so be with us all week here. Should be fun. Two big games coming up Thursday and Friday for you. As we said, it will be Eaton and University on Thursday, and then Res Christian and Orange Christian out of Florida coming into Loveland to take on the Cougars. So good ball games this week as well. Can we match last weekend? I don't know. We can match that the rest of the century. Unbelievable stuff. Whole show's coming up next. Thank you to Lane Wassinger, Troy Hoffman today. All you hooligans, get ready, because this weekend, but I tell you what, it's going to be fun stuff to talk about right here. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.